Yeah, and I think the truth is, I think that most ranchers are anticipating that because if there's not the AUMs there, we're not going to graze our cattle there. I mean, why would I jeopardize the health of a cattle herd with the genetics that I built up by not giving them enough to eat? And so I think ranchers are going to make that adjustment. We are trying to anticipate that. Several weeks ago, Department of Interior put together a map that people can look at in terms of vacant allotments where cattle have been eliminated for who knows what reason back in the past. And so we're trying to open that up so that if you don't have a place to go with your cattle, maybe there's a vacant allotment nearby so that you can have some of those grazing resources. The department, or excuse me, the Fish and Wildlife Service is also looking at wildlife refuges. Wildlife refuges allow livestock grazing if it's compatible with the purpose of the refuge. And so U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service now is going through what they call a compatibility determination of every wildlife refuge to determine if there's some additional grazing for lives that can occur on those refuges to provide additional AUMs in this horrible drought year.